Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update. But right now, from the talk, come on, Steve, our girl, introduce her.
Cheryl Underwood.
Steve, Harvey, listen to me.
Yeah. Ooh,
oh, I ain't never heard all that, the whistling, the clapping, and everything. Listen to me.
We love you.
Okay, let's get into this politics just for a minute. So did anybody get their income tax refund back?
Why you ask, Cheryl?
Because mine is shorter than it's supposed to be. Listen to me. Everybody talking about this great economy and everything Trump doing. He ain't the businessman y'all think he is. How the hell you lose $1 billion? You got to be the dumbest. Okay, I'm sorry. To lose $1 billion. Warren Buffett was like, hold up. Lose $1 billion. And then, wait a minute, he lost $1 billion, ain't paid taxes in 8 years. Somebody need to go to jail. Listen to me. They need to stop playing Democrats. And listen, y'all can subpoena everybody you want. They need to be an up and down vote on impeachment. We ain't never had a president this damn flagrant. Then the fat dude, what's his name, Barr? He up there. Looking all crazy, talking about contempt of what? Then the son, his little raggedy son, this is my opinion. Don't call in the Steve Harvey Morning Show. His son talking about, I'm going to plead the fifth. I thought you said only rats plead the fifth. So, Donald Trump, are you saying your son is a rat? See, I get all this stuff, Juniors. I get all the stuff. I'm a Republican. I be in the meeting. I don't just be in the back eating sandwiches and coleslaw. You know what I'm saying? I be listening to stuff. Okay, because they have good food, Shirley. Shirley, now you got to give it up.
All right, craft services.
Listen to me. White people have, at the Republican meeting, they have cold cuts. They have cold cuts, Tommy. They have Johnsonville brats. Steve, they have three bean salad. They have.
I like three bean salad.
It's delicious.
Three bean salad's good for you. They have a Jell-O mold with fruit chunks in it. If you would like to hear more of these hilarious shenanigans, come to the Hartford Funny Bone. Is it a funny bone or is it improv? What is it in Connecticut? What is it? I'm being Connecticut. I'm being Hartford, Connecticut. What is it? Y'all, look it up.
I don't know what it
Go
is.
Go look okay. it up. But okay, but it's a comedy club in Hartford. I'm going to be there. It's either a funny bone or an improv. But back to the white
it's
people
a funny
and
bone,
the good
Cheryl.
Republican
funny
meeting.
Bone.
It's a funny bone. Thank you, Shirley Scriberries. And for that, I owe you a good $30. For that, thank you. Well, $30 worth it, Shirley.
And a
but
three
back
bean
to
salad.
The shenanigans. That's right. Ooh, listen to me, child. And you got the good beans, but they be making it cold. See, I want to cook my beans. They had cornbread with it. A little cha-cha, a little pepper. You call it? Yes. I'm still black. Stay woke, brothers and sisters. But this is the problem we having
Stay
right
woke,
now.
Stay woke, brothers and sisters.
The politics is getting real and thorough. Joe Biden is over here eating tacos with Garcetti, and they making plans in Los Angeles. Listen, this is the dude. This is the only dude that can win. White man to white man. Let them take their little shirts off and fight each other. You know Joe Biden still got that smoke, son. He going to pop them in the mouth. Okay, did I go too far, Carla?
Yes, sorry.
Yes, Cheryl.
What? Let them drink Budweiser and fight each other. What is the problem? We done got sedity with the fight. So what? Listen, we need a new president right now, and it can't be Pence. It can't be Pence. Now, y'all don't want Pence as the president, do you?
Mm-mm.
Y'all don't want Pence?
No.
We
so
don't want
and
Pence.
We don't want Trumps no more. And we can't wait till the election. Everybody talking about don't impeach. Wait till the election. We ain't got that long. He running the country to hell in a handbasket. I ain't never asked for a. Why you don't just do what Nixon did, Trump, and resign and then throw up the peace sign on a helicopter? Am I going too far? Am I going too far? Y'all looking at me? Keep going.
Well,
he just need to be out.
Now, you need to be careful because anytime you say something, try to help somebody, you liably get it. Careful.
Steve, listen to me.
Be very careful, girl.
Very careful. Just because you ask people to get up out the bed and get a job, now you everything but a child of God. And you used a good scripture on Proverbs. Yeah. You went to the Word, the Old Testament, where we've been delivered from, Shirley. You went to Bible study. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All Tommy, all Steve said was, get your ass out of bed.
Hot ass Pooty Connor. Been saying
Wait
it all
a minute.
Damn day.
Did you say what? What? Hot ass Pooty Connor.
Pooty Connor. Not Pooty Connor.
Yes. Oh, Pooney Connor.
That's my uncle. If he was living, Shirley, how he'll be coming.
Yes, yes,
I thought he had found out my stripper name from the copper box.
From the what?
From the copper box. That used to be a club. Well, really, I was a lingerie model at the Taste.
Wow.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't a Taste kitten. I was really at the High Chaparral. Well, you know, back in the day, let me tell you a little story. Back in the day, you know, when you were trying to make money, you used to model the lingerie and you had to take it off, right? But I was horrible at it. You know, do you remember when you used to watch Sanford and Son and remember they had Slappy White? Was on there, you know. I look more like Slappy, a cross between Slappy Right and High Five White in penitentiary,
Cheryl,
with my lingerie. And what?
Stop
High
it.
Five White.
And High Five White. Listen to me. You better come on, Tommy. Come on, Tommy. You know Penitentiary is our favorite movie. Too sweet.
35 years, right. And I've learned to be content.
That's right. Listen to me. But listen.
Oh, you went way back.
Stay focused.
The moral,
Cheryl,
of this story is, we need everybody to fill out their census forms when the census come out in 2020.
That's right.
We need you to not just register to vote, but we need you to go to the polls. I don't know if we got long to wait in this country to have the president acting like a dictator and doing everything that no other president could ever get away with. The Republicans need to get a spine, and they need to stand up to this dude, and the Democrats need to go on and do what they gotta do. We got them if they do the right thing. I just mentioned Spike Lee. Man, I'm woke today. Woke today. Steve Harvey,
right,
get out of bed and you'll be a millionaire. Get out of bed and you'll be successful. That's
I don't know no other way to put it to people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being passionate, but I'm not.
Do you, that's boo. Right.
And them people up there that's mad because they sleep. Just stay sleep.
Yeah.
Cool with it.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update right after this.